The governors of New York, California, and New Jersey strongly condemned the GOP tax bill now before Congress Monday, saying it is unfair to their states and it will wreak havoc on the U.S. economy. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
In a conference call, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the federal tax overhaul plan that severely restricts state and local tax deductions is political retaliation against 12 states that are run by Democrats. The states have relatively high taxes, and the loss of the deductions will mean middle and upper middle class residents, as well as wealthier residents, will pay more in what Cuomo calls double taxation. He says they are also among the richest and most economically successful states in the nation.
The 12 states are 40% of the GDP. You're going to help the American economy. How do you do that? By assaulting 12 states that represent 40% of the GDP. And this will be negative for our states and regional economies. There is no doubt about that.
Governor Jerry Brown of California calls the tax plan evil and says it will cost California's economy $40 billion. Brown, apparently at times banging his hand on his desk, said the tax bill is ripping the country apart.
There's never been a time when Republicans have been so far from Democrats. You cannot govern a country with that kind of divisiveness. At the same time, other competitors like China and Russia are becoming more authoritarian, more focused under central control, while we are becoming more divided, unable to make long-term decisions. It's very dangerous, very bad, and I just want to emphasize it. This is not just a little moving around of tax money. This is potentially a ratcheting up of the undermining of our country.
The U.S. Senate and House have now approved similar tax plans and are in conference committees to craft a final bill. But New Jersey Governor-elect Phil Murphy says he does not believe the fight is over yet. All three states have Republican congressional representatives, and he says if more of them vote no on the final bill, then the plan could be defeated. No Democrats are expected to vote for the measure.
It's not over yet. We may be in the ninth inning. Each of our states have Republican members of the House, and I would say this is beyond Republican or Democrat. This is a clear question. Are you representing your constituents who elected you and who you claim to represent, or are you in with President Trump and this wrongheaded leadership in Congress? It's black and white.
Governor Cuomo predicts that GOP House members who vote for the tax overhaul will be put out of office by voters in November.
And a congressperson who votes for this, there's no going home again, in my opinion.
Cuomo, echoing the language of the Republicans who oppose the Affordable Care Act, says if the measure does ultimately pass, then the very next day he'll lead a movement to repeal and replace what he calls the divisive Tax Act. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.